Good morning, I'm Mike Pulsifer, and this is the CBS World News Roundup. A controversial call for major political change in the Soviet Union. Jan Charlton reports from Moscow.
There should be sparks flying at the Central Committee on Monday as the elite of the Communist Party take up the question of whether they should give up their monopoly on power. According to a Radio Moscow publication released today, the agenda will include a proposal not only calling for a major overhaul of the structure of the party itself, but a plan to cut it loose from assuming government power as the only party. In short, a multi-party system could be possible. To hardliners, this will be heresy. To Gorbachev and his reformers, the fresh air the country desperately needs. Vigorous and heated debate is guaranteed, along with some eye-popping political maneuvering. But while they gear up for official battle in Moscow, unofficial peace is breaking out between two feuding peoples who've been battling for centuries. In Latvia's capital city, Azerbaijan and Armenian leaders have bypassed the Soviet system for peace talks of their own. Today's joint declaration, an agreement to stop fighting on their joint border and swap the hostages they've both taken. What probably brought them face to face? The Soviet troops march into Baku. And that, both sides agree, is not the future they want. Jan Trolton, CBS News, Moscow.
The new premier of Bulgaria is described as a moderate reformer. Andrei Lukanov was elected by the Bulgarian parliament today. He promised to quickly implement political changes. Leaders of the African National Congress say even though the organization is now legal in South Africa, they will maintain their exile headquarters in Zambia and will not end their military campaign. Mike Sullivan in Cape Town has more on the new developments in South Africa.
The day after South African President F.W. de Klerk unbanned the African National Congress and announced the release of political prisoners, South Africans of all colors are sitting back and assessing exactly where they go from here. Although de Klerk had been expected to make a major announcement, his unbanning of the ANC, the South African Communist Party, and three dozen other opposition organizations caught everyone, including veteran anti-apartheid campaigners, by surprise. Today, everyone, black and white, the ANC, and de Klerk's own ruling National Party, have to figure out how South Africa's new political dispensation is translated into a working reality. The suspicions of decades of conflict and the National Party's remaining apartheid policies will not be easily overcome. Meanwhile, the ANC has to figure out how it will re-enter the political arena while it waits for the apparently imminent release of Nelson Mandela, who, despite 28 years in prison, is seen by many as the man to lead South Africa to true democracy. Mike Sullivan for CBS News, Cape Town.
3 minutes after the hour.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban. For years, I have been telling you about the magnificent Chrysler automobiles. Now I want to talk to you about the people who sell and service them. Your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealers. I am very happy to be representing such a fine group of professionals. These men and women have distinguished themselves in the business. With dedication and commitment, they have helped put Chrysler at the top of the domestic customer satisfaction index, ahead of GM and Ford, for 3 years in a row. And now they are working hard to secure a fourth consecutive victory by offering you tremendous selection, outstanding value, and the promise of customer satisfaction. See if what I'm telling you is fact or fantasy. Buy or lease a new car today at your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealer. After all, my friends, there is more to a car than rich Corinth... Well, you know.
Per J.D. Power & Associates 1989 Customer Satisfaction Product Quality and Dealer Service Survey.
Leaders of rival factions in Lebanon have agreed again to another ceasefire. It ends 4 days of an intense battles that have killed at least 145 people. Newswoman Catherine Arms in Beirut tells us there are fears this will prove, though, to be just another short pause in the violence in Lebanon.
Both sides have been fighting since Wednesday. It's been fierce and ongoing. And also civilians who have been trapped in their shelters, in their basements or in underground car parks, anything they could find, want to commit, possibly get some more supplies, water, food, that sort of thing, before they can go back down, before the fighting begins again.
Alfredo Cristiani, the president of El Salvador, hopes to know by Monday if leftist guerrillas in his country will agree to UN-organized peace talks. Cristiani, speaking in Washington, said the government is ready to discuss a rebel role, as he put it, in the democratic process. A victory of sorts for ousted Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega. The U.S. government will honor his request to be considered a prisoner of war, but the Justice Department says Noriega will still face drug charges in Florida. CBS News international law consultant Paul Rothstein.
The United States is expanding the options of what it could offer if a deal were to be reached a little further on down the line, that if he cooperated in prosecuting certain other kingpins, that maybe sanctuary could be found for him, or an international tribunal, or a more amenable prison facility, and also save face by being declared a prisoner of war rather than a common criminal.
Noriega is being held at a federal correctional facility near Miami. 6 minutes after the hour.
Shearson Lehman Hutton Mortgage would like to thank the thousands of you who have applied for Prime Only, their exciting home equity line of credit. If you haven't called 1-800-US-PRIME yet, you may want to consider the benefits of Prime Only. Now, first of all, unlike most lenders who charge you a rate over prime for their home equity line, Shearson Mortgage doesn't charge anything over prime. You heard it right. That's nothing over prime. And that could mean savings of hundreds, even thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Most importantly of all, with Prime Only, you may be able to borrow up to $1 million. So, if you're interested in a home equity line, remember that Shearson doesn't charge anything over prime. That's nothing over prime. To find out more about Prime Only, call 1-800-US-PRIME. Knowledgeable loan consultants will provide you with all the information you need about Prime Only and send you an application at your request. Again, the number, 1-800-US-PRIME. That's 1-800-US-PRIME.
New Orleans voters go to the polls today in a mayoral race with racial overtones. Mike Longman reports from CBS radio affiliate WWL.
Mayor Sidney Bartholomew is telling voters here he wants four more years to turn around the New Orleans economy.
We have done the best job that anyone has ever done in the history of this city with the economy the way that it is, that the projects we have created were significant because we created them in the worst of times, and that the future looks bright.
Running against the black incumbent, white corporate lawyer Donald Mintz, who accused Bartholomew of race-baiting tactics in the final days of the campaign.
His comment identifying me with the plantation system and indicating that I would be sipping mint juleps on the front porch while blacks were working in the fields was an outrageous comment.
Despite the racial fireworks, the campaign has been sleepy at best. The lack of voter enthusiasm has election officials here projecting only a 60% turnout at the polls. Mike Longman for CBS News, New Orleans.
The election is actually a primary, but if a candidate wins more than 50% of the vote, that person is elected. An Enterprise, Alabama print shop owner and his wife are the new focuses of the FBI investigation of recent mail bombings in the South. Agents seized documents at the couple's home and business, and their attorney says they will be providing saliva, blood, and hair samples. Two of the bombings were fatal, killing a federal judge and an attorney active in the civil rights movement. Environmentalists in Canada are mad at the McDonald's Corporation because of the way the company packages its food. A report from Scott Caldwell of CKEY Toronto.
Staunch environmentalists, members of the Green Party, will go after the fast food giant again. Last November, party members staged eat-ins at several Toronto restaurants. They dined on Big Macs and French fries on porcelain plates and cutlery brought from home because they say McDonald's packaging harms the environment. But this time, party member Frank DeYoung says they'll go right to the top. They'll deliver a 12-foot set of golden arches to Canadian McDonald's executives. The arches will be made of garbage, polystyrene, and plastics. The Green Party says the food chain is dumping into the environment. But why target McDonald's?
If they do it, then everyone will fall in place. Our whole society will follow them. They'll get so much business out of this, it won't be funny. People will really respect them.
The environmentalists want McDonald's to commit to wiping out all the food chain's packaging within 2 years, thus starting Canada on its way to becoming a zero-garbage society. Scott Caldwell for CBS News, Toronto.
Sections of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma have been hit by thunderstorms that included quarter-inch hail. In fact, it caused some minor damage to a few buildings in Sheridan, Arkansas. Other weekend weather of note, heavy fog along the coasts of Texas and Louisiana, snow in upstate New York, the Sierra Nevada Mountains, and the Rockies, and heavy rain that could cause flooding in Oregon and Washington. 10 past the hour.